obesity is, forgive the expression, a huge problem in America. Not just obesity that leads to clogged arteries, straining hearts, split pants, and fat-inflicted diseases, but an obesity of information that clogs our eyes and our inboxes, a lot of unhealthy information that's deep-fried in our own preconceptions. Clay Johnson, an open-source internet activist and founder of Blue State Digital, which provided the online strategy for the 2008 Obama campaign, has a new nonpartisan book which recommends some ways to slim and stretch our minds, The Information Diet, A Case for Conscious Consumption. Clay Johnson joins us in our studios. Thanks so much for being with us.
It's great to be here.
And begin with the analogy, please, that you make between how Americans produce and eat food and how we consume information.
Well, you know, our bodies are wired to love salt, fat, and sugar. We love it because it tastes good. But you know, our minds are really wired to be affirmed and to be told that we're right. And that's the central premise of the information diet. It's really who wants to hear the truth when they can hear that they're right? Who wants to be informed when they can be affirmed?
You say some of this thinking began to develop when you worked for Howard Dean's presidential campaign.
Sure. I noticed there that because of our media diets, we were consuming everything that was great about Howard Dean. Even after that scream incident in Iowa, we still thought we could win and that we would make it. And, you know, we went on to New Hampshire and South Carolina thinking that, you know, victory was just around the corner. And that's what made me start thinking, there's something going on here with our media diets where even the most highly informed of us mm-hmm. can be ignorant.
You say, which is a wonderful phrase, clicks have consequences.
That's right. Just because your boss doesn't see you looking at that Kim Kardashian post doesn't mean that it's not without consequence. When you click on it, you're making it so that it's more visible to other people. Mm-hmm. That means an information diet is something that's of ethical consequence to you and others.
And explain to us, with your expertise in this world, how people, in a sense, tip their hand as to what they're searching and how it just winds up amplifying.
Well, when you go to the Huffington Post or many major media outlets right now, what they do is they'll come up with maybe 20 or 30 or maybe just two different headlines for a particular story. And when you click on that, that's a vote for one of those headlines, the headline that you clicked on. Over time, the headline with the most clicks wins and goes on the front page. The other interesting thing is a lot of AOL properties and other content farms are what they called, who are trying to sort of commoditize the production of content, wake up in the morning and look on Google search trends. Google makes it publicly available. What are the top things that people are searching for every moment? And so editorial decisions get made based on this information. It's really this idea of voting for, in very small, almost non-transparent, subconscious ways for content that isn't very good for people.
Well, to return to the food analogy, you say that you don't want to necessarily blame the online communities or
right.
services any more than you want to blame Kentucky Fried Chicken for
right.
every instance of obesity because nobody is forced to go in there and buy a bucket of chicken.
Right. Obesity is a complicated problem, right?
Yeah.
And obviously, you know, obesity has to do with access and obesity has to do with economic conditions. But it sometimes also has to do with overeating. And the same thing happens with information. I think a lot of people don't have great access to information and good information, that's for sure. But also in the world of the internet, we have almost universal access to everything that we need. And that means that we have to make empowered decisions and informed decisions about what it is that we're consuming.
You actually recommend an information diet that is kind of the equivalent to Michael Pollan's famous food diet, which is eat food, not too much, mostly plants.
That's right. It's, seek not too much, mostly facts, right? Eat low on the sort of information food chain and stick close to sources.
Mm-hmm.
If it's an article about a bill in Congress or even at, you know, a state house somewhere, going deep and actually trying to read the bill itself is really, I think, advantageous. And it takes a little bit of time to pick up. Bills are not, you know, House resolutions are not the most entertaining things to read for most
yeah.
people. But getting to know what our legislative language is helps us, I think, become better citizens.
But what if people like the junk info diet?
Well, what if people like Cheetos, right? The question is, can we make enough people go, hey, you know what? I'm done. I'm done with the sort of sensationalism of media. I'm done being taken advantage of by media companies so that I can have ads sold to me. And do sort of what Walmart's doing with Whole Foods, right? So Walmart started realizing that it was losing high-end customers and going, gosh, you know, we've got to start carrying fresh fruits and vegetables in Walmart stores too. And now Walmart is cutting its salt, fat, and sugar content. And I think that that same thing can happen with information. If we want to make media better, then we've got to start consuming better media.
Clay Johnson, his new book, The Information Diet, A Case for Conscious Consumption. Thanks so much.
It was great to be here.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.